The 20,000 job losses in Northern Ireland are voluntary redundancies. Yeah. What type of impact do we think that's going to have on public services? It's got to have some, and maybe it's the right way to go. How much are we going to feel it in our public services, Mike?
I don't think we'll feel it in frontline services at all, Stephen. But again, it's a heads of agreement. And what needs to happen next is that a scheme needs to be put in place. And within that scheme has to be something, I think the modern jargon is, talent management. In other words, what you have to ensure is that you don't lose everybody who has a certain skill set, so that at the end of the day, when 20,000 people leave, you find that there are services you can no longer deliver because you no longer have the people with the expertise, the skill and the experience. But once again, it is a heads of agreement. Now, if you're talking about money that may not come, I would have expected you to go for the 700 million for the voluntary exit scheme, because that is entirely dependent on 20,000 plus people coming forward and saying they want to.
What if they don't? What happens?
Well, if we don't, we will not spend 700 million.
But we're borrowing that 700 million.
No, we're borrowing up to. That's where the up to.
Oh, well, the up, right. So the up to applies there, does it?
Yes, right. You've got it wrong.
Okay, I've got it wrong. Well, I'm getting it wrong all day today.
You can't take 700 million unless the right number of people leave.
That I understand.
To fund the exit scheme. I was very concerned when I saw the huge amount of borrowing within this 2 billion, because at the face of it, it's a huge amount of debt to leave to our children and our grandchildren. But the point about the 700 million is, and the point about the voluntary exit scheme is, you save money on salaries and all the rest. So there is a potential saving of up to £500 million per annum for the one-off payment of 700 million. And that makes huge sense looking forward 5, 10, 15 and 20 years. So it's actually good for our children and our grandchildren.